Author Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
All my kind listeners will this day listen to a sly bit of bargaining written by myself, William Makepeace Thackeray, author of this novel, This Vanity Fair. You are to picture Becky Sharp in the garret where once she lived. She is in this shabby house to induce her former landlady not to divulge to Mrs. Bute Crawley the life lived here by Becky and her father. Mrs. Ricketts not yet has climbed the many stairs to this eagle's nest. Becky stands alone with Giles.
You lived here, Miss Becky?
Yes.
Ah, oh, it is so...
Say it, so ugly.
Oh, miss, in winter always was it cold like this? No grate, no stove?
Always?
Oh, why be that big window in the roof?
But oh, it's called a skylight. Papa put it there. He needed a special light for his painting.
Ah, my gracious. Never afore looked out a window up above and seen the sky. Oh, Miss Becky, it fair breaks me heart to think of you in a place like this. It is ugly, it is cold, and you so pretty and warm.
No, to me it wasn't ugly. I knew nothing else. I thought it beautiful. Papa painted wonderful bright murals on the walls. It was gone now, all gone. Oh, what idiot lived here since and painted over with horrid brown paint? Oh, never mind. I see it the way it used to be. At night, we could see the stars. Papa said they were diamonds, and one day they'd come down from the sky and be mine. Diamonds on my fingers, diamonds round my neck, diamonds beyond counting. We hardly had bread to eat, and he talked of diamonds.
You was hungry?
Oh, more often than not. I begged pennies in the village when I was but a poppet of 4 or 5.
Ah,
the pennies bought more gin than buns.
Oh, miss, I can't hardly bear it. How could he buy gin when his wee little one was hungry?
I'll not hear a word against Papa. He gave me better than buns. Joy he gave to me. Laughter, love, and how not to be afraid.
Oh, and you ain't. Not of anything.
Oh, yes, of poverty. He taught me that, too, though it might be better had he not. Taught me by saying over and over that one day I'd be rich. He painted a picture just there on the wall. Of Becky Sharp, a woman grown with a little diamond tiara on her curls, a brocade dress embroidered with jewels. He promised I'd be rich, and I promised myself.
Tis why 'tis so important to him.
Oh, I shall keep his promise and mine.
Becky? Becky Sharp.
Come along up, Mrs. Ricketts. But I can't keep the promises if she tells Mrs. Bute of my childhood and Mrs. Bute tells Mrs. Crawley. Never will Matilda Crawley forgive me, never take Rawdon and me back. There'll be no money for us at all.
Well, what's wrong to tell that you was poor?
Ah, there's more, and not British.
Oh, them steps will be the death of me one day.
Oh, dear, come, sit down. Sit down.
Oh, up here don't look like when you was here, eh?
No, not.
Oh, Becky Sharp, them £30 you put in me hand for all the rent owed me for this place. I'm beholden to you, I am. Though 'twas proper owed me. You done me a service, yes you have.
Ah, well, now, will you do me one?
I will. You but to ask.
I do ask. A lady will come here tomorrow, the next day. She'll question you about my childhood. Please. Will you not tell her what it was like? I beg you to say that I was raised most properly.
Well, now, proper is it? I'm not to say your father didn't wed your mother till just afore you was born.
No, of all things, not that.
Now, what a queer little wild vixen you was. How you what drunk gin with your papa, and when you turned from girl to woman, you was modeled for other artists, and you with not a stitch on.
Miss Becky.
Mrs. Ricketts, not one word of that, please. Not One word.
Well, what am I to say then? I could say you was a merry little thing in the tavern. Kept all the men laughing, you and your jokes, and dancing and singing.
Not in the tavern. Here.
Important to you, all this, is it?
Terribly important. You said you were beholden to me. Will you do this for me?
Will cost me dear to go against me religion and tell lies.
Oh, Mrs. Ricketts, you never went to church in your life.
That ain't neither here nor there. Cost me dear, I said. 'Twill cost you dear to pay for them lies.
Another £10? Then would your lies be easier to tell?
Likely not easy enough.
15?
You'd not like me to say now, would you, how your mama, afore she died, had many a lover here in this very attic?
20.
30. I like the 30 you give me afore. I'm in the habit of 30. Oh, the pretty lies I'll tell the lady for them £30.
Done. Do not fail me, Mrs. Ricketts. Pray, do not, or I shall surely reap the whirlwind.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in 100 or 250 tablet size and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name and address and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735 and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only, expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
I have had quite enough of Mrs. Ricketts, thank you very much. By Jove, we shall go to Queen's Crawley, though it may not be any more palatable. Sir Pitt Crawley is in the hen house. Do you ask why a baronet frequents a hen house? No doubt to count his chickens before they're hatched. And why is a clergyman of the Church of England just now rushing into that hen house? Let the Reverend Bute himself answer.
Pitt! Pitt!
Bute? What the devil are you here for?
Oh,
fetch your bread back for God's sake before you try to talk.
Oh, thank you. Very kind. Been running.
Kind, may I? Don't need you with an apoplexy in the chicken house. What brings you? I've naught to say to you, nor you to me.
No, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Oh, damn it, Bute, if you're here to preachify at me, you can take yourself off. Put a hex on me hens, you will. You'll not lay eggs for a month.
Oh, not preach to you, Pip. It's Matilda. She's dying.
What? What's this?
Oh, this note from Mrs. Bute. Read it.
Bute, come at once. Make haste. Do not delay. Come, Mrs. Bute. She don't say Matilda's done for.
Martha'd not send for me, was she not? I'm needed for the last rite.
Ah, Matilda always is dying and never does.
Oh, shame. Your own sister.
Half-sister. And half's more than sufficient.
She's dying, I tell you. Oh, pride goeth before destruction. And Matilda's destroyed. A haughty spirit before a fall. Matilda's haughty spirit has fallen.
Me hen likes your preachifying. Laid an egg, she did.
Oh, Pitt, in the name of God, don't stand about. Fetch your traps. We need to be off.
We? No.
You'd have her die, and you not at her bedside.
Too damn stubborn to die. Likes attention is all. She'll not get it from me after what she let Becky Sharp go and do.
Miss Sharp?
You've not heard? Then for once I'll thank you to quote the Bible on the subject I tell you now. Becky Sharp is Mrs. Rawdon Crawley.
You jest.
'Tis true. 'Tis done. Quote, hang it, quote.
Hosea 8. They have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind.
Reap the whirlwind? Yeah, they will, by God. They'll reap the whirlwind. Now be off. Sick of the sight of you.
Oh, but you'll not come.
I'll not go near that house nor the dumb woman that took Becky away from here. Oh. Let Matilda reap the whirlwind as well.
There is indeed a whirlwind, Cern, but who will reap it is not for me to say. Not yet. But soon, I entreat you, not be absent. I am, you know I am, your obedient servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep your cold to yourself?
This was your cold day. You sneezed first.
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal sprays.
That's why I bought four-way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand, a lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestant relief than four-way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought four-way for me, too. And think how much we can save on four-way with all the colds you get.
You mean all the colds you give me?
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
The Author's Studio has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.